chapter 2 major progressions of sun and angles. It was Einstein's special theory of relativity, followed to its practical and logical conclusions, which led to the discovery of releasing and utilizing atomic energy. And it is this same special theory of relativity followed to its practical and logical conclusions, which indicates both how inner plane energies operate, and what can be done to cause them to work more to the individual's advantage. As university scientists have conclusively demonstrated that time, distance and gravitation on the inner plane have properties radically different than they have on Earth, should we expect inner plane weather to operate according to the same laws weather operates on Earth? Einstein's special theory of relativity carried to its logical conclusions indicates that inner plane weather affects the individual not merely according to his inner plane constitution, but through certain time-space relationships that bring structural changes within his astral body. Astrological energies constitute the inner plane weather. How this inner plane weather affects an individual, however, is not dependent upon any theory, for even as the time, distance and gravitation properties of the inner plane have been determined experimentally by university scientists, so have the properties of inner plane weather, and how it works to affect individuals, groups, cities, nations and world affairs been determined experimentally, and through statistical studies carried out in the process of astrological research. One of the outstanding influences of inner plane weather is that when a person, creature or important event is born, it is born at a time when the inner plane weather tends to coincide with the inner plane makeup of that which is then born. Thus does the inner plane weather at the time of his birth, as mapped by his birth chart, indicate the predisposition of an individual to develop abilities of a certain type. The planetary positions and aspects, whatever they may be, which indicate such a predisposition are called its birth chart constants. The statistically ascertained birth chart constants of 30 different vocations are set forth in the reference book, How to Select a Vocation. The predispositions indicated by the inner plane weather conditions at birth never manifest as events or diseases except during those periods when the appropriate thought cells receive commensurate additional energy from inner plane weather mapped by progressed aspects. Inner plane weather consists of astrological vibrations in their infinite variety of combinations. Those mapped by progressed aspects enable planetary vibrations to reach and make active certain groups of thought cells. These thought cells have desires such as were imparted to them when they were formed in as indicated by the aspects of the planets mapping them in the birth chart. Such desires are temporarily altered by the planetary energy reaching them through the inner plane weather map by a progressed aspect. And the additional energy thus reaching the thought cells not only gives them the power to influence the individual's thoughts and behavior, but it also gives them the psychokinetic activity that enables them to attract events of the kind they desire into his life. By far the most important inner plane weather is mapped by major progressed aspects. Church of Light statistical research covering the lives of many thousands of persons indicates that every important event of life takes place during the period, while a major progressed aspect is present involving planets characteristic of the nature of the event, and which rule the birth chart house governing the department of life affected. If more than one department of life is pronouncedly affected by the event, at the time it occurs there are always major progressed aspects involving the ruler of each house governing these various departments of life. The periods in his life when the individual is likely to experience a specific event, condition or disease toward which he has a predisposition are indicated by certain major progressed aspects. These progressed aspects mapping inner plane weather conditions, which have been found always to coincide with a given event, condition or disease are called its progress constants. The statistically ascertained progress constants of 20 different events are set forth in the reference book, when and what events will happen, and both birth chart constants and the progress constants of 160 different diseases are set forth in Core 16, Stellar Healing. Both the birth chart position and the progress position of a planet act as terminals for the reception of planetary energy. Each terminal actually involved in the progressed aspect receives the energy of the progressed aspect in full volume. But unless the progressed aspect is from a major progress planet to its birth chart place, in which case there are only two terminals, each progressed aspect has two other terminals not directly involved in the progressed aspect. Each of these two terminals not directly involved in the progressed aspect receives, through the principle of resonance, one half as much energy as is received by each terminal directly involved. It is important to understand that commonly a major progressed aspect has four terminals, because our research has determined that each major progress constant of an event or disease is always reinforced by a minor progressed aspect heavier than from the moon to one of its four terminals at the time the event occurs or the disease develops, and that each reinforced major progress constant of an event or disease is always released by a transit aspect heavier than from the moon to one of its four terminals at the time the event occurs or the disease develops. And an independent minor progressed aspect is always released by a transit aspect to one of the birth chart or major progressed terminals influenced by the minor progressed aspect at the time the event takes place. Before an ephemeris of Pluto was available to permit its aspects to be included, there seemed to be indications that events influenced by progressed aspects of Sun or Mars occasionally took place, while the aspect was as much as a degree and half from perfect. But as statistically indicated in C of L Astrological Report No. 61, published in the January 1948, number of the rising star, in these instances while sometimes the zodiacal aspect was well over the 1 degree limit, at the same time there was a progress parallel aspect involving the significant planet, which was not over the 1 degree limit. The more closely the planets approach the perfect progressed aspect, the greater the amount of energy the temporary stellar aerial in the astral body is capable of picking up, radio fashion, and transmitting to the thought cells at its direct and indirect terminals, and the more capable these become of influencing events. Due to the reinforcement effect of minor progressed aspects to any of the four terminals of the major progressed aspect, to the trigger effect of transit aspects to any of the four terminals of the major progressed aspect, and to the physical environment through which events must come, the important events attracted by major progressed aspects seldom arrive exactly on the date the progressed aspect is perfect. But other things being equal, they are more apt to arrive close to the date the major progressed aspect is perfect than while the aspect is farther removed. Therefore, that the time and nature of the important events, which will be attracted into the life, unless they are forestalled by precautionary actions, may be estimated in advance, it is essential that the time be known when each major progressed aspect becomes perfect. As major progressions are measured by the ratio of the movements of the planets during one apparent solar day releasing energy, which causes the chief structural changes within the astral body, that takes place during one astrological year of life, the movements and positions of the planets each 4 minutes after birth indicate the structural changes that take place within the astral body each corresponding day after birth. The movements and positions of the planets each 2 hours after birth spread the structural changes so shown over each corresponding month of life after birth, and the movements and the positions of the planets each day after birth indicate the structural changes and events attracted during the corresponding year and time of year of life. The noon positions or midnight positions, if a midnight ephemeris is used of the planets, as given in the ephemeris, must thus represent their major progress positions for some year, month and day of calendar time either before or after birth. And as on an average the progress positions of the planets on the birthday are no closer or farther from making perfect progressed aspects than the progress positions of the planets for any other day of the year, the calendar date which corresponds to the ephemeris positions of the planets on the day of birth is the most convenient starting point for calculating the calendar date any major progressed aspect is perfect. Its originator called the calendar date thus found the limiting date. Finding the limiting date abbreviated LD is the date in calendar time corresponding to the major progress positions of the planets on the day of birth, as they are shown in the ephemeris. Convert the EGMT interval of birth into months and days of calendar time, by dividing the hours by 2 and calling the result months, and dividing the minutes by 4 and calling the result days. If the EGMT interval of birth is minus, add the calendar interval thus found to the year and month of birth. If the EGMT interval of birth is plus, subtract the calendar interval thus found from the year, month and day of birth. The LD thus found is the calendar starting point, from which all major progressed aspects and positions are calculated. As the birth chart positions of the planets are calculated for an EGMT interval, the most convenient time for finding the LD is while the chart is being erected. However, should an EGMT interval on the day preceding or following birth be used in finding the planets, places, this must not be employed in finding the LD. Instead, the EGMT interval on the day of birth must be ascertained, for the LD must always be calculated from the EGMT interval on the day of birth. On B of L student blanks a space is designated on which to write the LD. It may be in the year of birth, in the year previous to birth, or in the year following birth. In writing it down, be sure to include not only the month and day of month, but also the year in which it falls. Example 1 Chart Law, January 2, 1920, has an EGMT interval of plus 10 H32 M. What is the limiting date? 10 divided by 2 gives 5 as the month. 32 divided by 4 gives 8 as the days. As the interval is plus, the 5 months, 8 days must be subtracted from January 2, 1920. This gives July 24, 1919, as the LD. This means that the places of the planets given in the ephemeris for January 3, 1921, day after birth, are their major progress positions for July 24, 1920. The map D for calendar year 1920 is thus January 3, 1920. Example 2 Chart 316, December 17, 1920, has an EGMT interval of minus 3 H30M. What is the limiting date? 3 divided by 2 gives 1 month with a remainder of 60 minutes. 60M plus 30M gives 90M. 90 divided by 4 gives 22, 1, 2 as the days. As the interval is minus, this 1 month, 22, 1, 2 days must be added to December 17, 1920. This gives February 9, 1921, as the LD. This means that the positions of the planets on the day of birth, December 17, 1920, are their major progress positions for February 9, 1921, and that their positions, as shown in the ephemeris for December 18, 1920, are their major progress positions for February 9, 1922. Likewise, the positions of the planets in the ephemeris for December 28, 1920, are their major progress positions for February 9, 1932. Which means that the map D for 1932 is December 28, 1920. Example 3. The birth chart of Henry Ford. Lesson number 107 has an EGMT interval of plus 7H 56 M. What is the limiting date? 7 divided by 2 gives 3 as the months, with a remainder of 60 M. These added to 56 M gives 116 M. 116 divided by 4 gives 29 as the days. As the interval is plus, this 3 mo 29 D must be subtracted from July 30, 1863, which is the date of birth. This gives April 1, 1863, as the LD July 31, 1863, represents the major progress positions, and is the map. D for April 1, 1864 and August 1, 1863. Represents the major progress positions for April 1, 1865, and is thus the map. D for 1865. Finding the major progression date, both the LD and the major progression date should always be calculated from the date of birth in the ephemeris. Using the day preceding or following birth in the ephemeris is the most common source of error in calculating major progressions. The major progression date abbreviated MAP. D is the ephemeris day, which shows the major progress positions of the planets for the month and day of the limiting date, but for some calendar year. To find the MAP, D for any calendar year, count ahead in the ephemeris from the day of birth, as many days as complete years have elapsed since the limiting date. The ephemeris day so located is the required map. The examples 1, 2 and 3 illustrate the process. Finding the Mordheven constant, as explained in lesson number 19, the MC progresses by major progression, by minor progression, and by transit progression exactly the same number of signs, S and S, that the Sun progresses through the zodiac during the same time. As the progressed aspects made by the MC and USC are extremely important next in importance to those made by the Sun, it is advisable to reduce the work of calculating a series of them, once for all, in each chart by finding the Mordheven constant. The Mordheven constant, abbreviated MCC, is the distance in the chart of birth between the MC and the Sun in signs, S and S, expressed as a plus or minus, so that when added to the sign, and occupied by the MC, the algebraic sum gives the sign, and occupied by the Sun. It is found by merely subtracting the smaller zodiacal longitude occupied by birth chart MC or Sun, from the larger zodiacal longitude occupied by birth chart MC or Sun, and placing before the signs S and S, thus found the proper plus or minus sign. Then, wherever the MC may be by progression major, minor or transit, algebraically add the sign, and it occupies to the MCC, and the result is the sign, and occupied by the progressed Sun. And wherever the progressed Sun may be, change the sign before the MCC and algebraically add it to the sign, and occupied by the progressed Sun, and the result is the sign, and occupied by the progressed MC. Example 4 in chart law, the Sun is 11 Capricorn 16 and the MC is 5 Aries 45. From 10, 11, 16 subtract 1, 5, 45 and it gives 9, 5, 31. As to find the position of the Sun, the difference so found must be added to the MC. The MCC is plus 9, 5, 31. Example 5 in chart 316. The Sun is 25 Sagittarius 8 and the MC is 16 Cancer 45. From 9, 25, 0, 8 subtract 4, 16, 45 and it gives 5, 8, 23. As to find the position of the Sun, the difference so found must be added to the MC. The MCC is plus 5, 8, 23. Example 7 in the Henry Ford chart, lesson number 107. The Sun is 7 Leo 6 and the MC is 12 Virgo. From 6:12:00 subtract 5:07:06 and it gives 1:04:54. As to find the position of the Sun, the difference so found must be subtracted from the MC. The MCC is minus 1:04:54. The problems of progressions, the calculations involved in chart erection, major progressions, minor progressions and transit progressions are chiefly the solution of problems in direct proportion, such as are taught in grammar school. In each problem a b c d and thus solving problems in proportion, as the product of the means is equal to the product of the extremes, when the two inner terms are given, multiply one by the other and divide the product by the outer term. When the two outer terms are given, multiply one by the other and divide the product by the inner term. The result is the answer. Any of these problems in proportion can be solved in four different ways. They can be solved by direct proportion, they can be solved by logarithms, they can be solved with a slide rule, or they can be solved with the Church of Light chart calculator. In mathematically handling proportions involving hours and minutes and SNS, the use of logarithms greatly reduces the labor. Each problem in proportion considered in this book can be worked either by direct proportion or by logarithms. By either method, the letter employed to designate each term of the proportion is as follows: A is the ephemeris daily gain, or gain through some constant interval of time or space. When only one planet or position is moving, as when a planet is moving to make an aspect with some birth chart position, the ephemeris daily gain is the daily motion of the planet. When both planets or positions are direct in motion, or when both planets or positions are retrograde in motion, subtract the ephemeris daily motion of the slower moving planet from the ephemeris daily motion of the faster moving planet. The result is of the ephemeris daily gain. When one planet or position is direct in motion and the other is retrograde in motion, add the two daily motions. Their sum is of the ephemeris daily gain. B is the gain during some selected interval of time or space. C is the constant interval of time or space. D is some selected interval of time or space. In employing direct proportion to solve problems in progression, it is more convenient to work immediately with calendar time. But in employing logarithms, it is more convenient to work the problem first in terms of progression time, e.g. MT interval, and then convert the result so found into calendar time. Diurnal proportional logarithms such as are to be found in the back of most ephemerides are constructed to solve just such problems in proportion, term C, which is always 1440 minutes 24 hours, being taken care of by the table. The advantage of such logarithms, which are almost universally used in erecting birth charts, to find how many SNS a planet moves during a given e.g. MT interval, is that the logarithm of term B can be obtained merely by adding the logarithms of term A and D, and the logarithm of term D can be obtained merely by subtracting the logarithm of term A from the logarithm of term B. To designate the birth chart position of a planet, it has become the custom to use the letter R after the planet. To designate a major progress planet, to use the letter P after the planet. To designate a minor progress planet, to use the letter M after the planet. And to designate a transit progress planet, to use the letter T after the planet. Finding the major progress positions of the planets on a given calendar date, find the plus or minus calendar interval in months and days the given date is from the nearest month and day of the LD. Then find the map D in the ephemeris for the LD, from which the given calendar date is this number of months and days distant. Convert the calendar interval from the LD in that calendar year into e.g. MT interval major progression time at the rate of each month being equivalent to 2 hours. and each day being equivalent to 4 minutes. If the calendar interval is plus the EGMT interval thus found is plus, if the calendar interval is minus the EGMT interval thus found is minus. Use this EGMT interval on the map. D in the ephemeris exactly as if finding the birth chart positions of the planets for this EGMT interval on that ephemeris day. Example 8. Find the major progress positions of the planets on November 24, 1949, for chart law. In example I, the LD is found to be July 24, 1919. Subtracting 7 Mo 24d from 11 Mo 24d gives a plus calendar interval of 4 Mo. Multiplying 4 by 2 gives a plus 8 HEGMT interval. Subtracting 1919 LD from 1949 gives 30. Adding 30 days to January 2nd, 1920 date of birth gives February 1st as the map. D. Using the planetary positions on February 1st, 1920, and calculating their positions for a plus EGMT interval of 8 hours, gives their major progress positions on November 24, 1949, as shown on page 35. Example 9. Find the major progress positions of the planets on April 24, 1934, for chart 316. In example 2, the LD is found to be February 9, 1921. Subtracting 2 Mo 9d from 4 Mo 24d gives a plus 2 Mo 15d calendar interval. Multiplying 2 by 2 gives 4H. Multiplying 15 by 4 gives 60M, or 1H. There is thus a plus 5HEGMT interval. Subtracting 1921 LD from 1934 gives 13. Adding 13 days to December 17, 1920 date of birth gives December 30, 1920. Is the map. D. Using the planetary positions on December 30, 1920, and calculating their positions for a plus EGMT interval of 5H, gives their major progress positions on April 24, 1934, as shown on page 36. Finding the major, minor or transit progressed MC on a given date, first find the sign and occupied by the progress sun on the given calendar date. Change the sign before the MCC and algebraically add the MCC to the sign and occupied by the progress sun. The result is the precise progressed MC. Example 10. Find major progressed MC for chart law on November 24, 1949. In example 4, the MCC for this chart is shown to be plus 95. 31. Major progress sun on November 24, 1949, is 11 Aquarius 41. Subtracting 95, 31 from 11, 11, 41 gives 26, 10. Thus progressed MC is 6 Taurus 10. Example 11. Find major progressed MC for chart 316 on April 24, 1934. In example 5, the MCC of this chart is shown to be plus 58, 23. Major progress sun on April 24, 1934, is 8 Capricorn 44. Subtracting 58, 23 from 10, 44 gives 50, 21. Thus progressed MC is 0 Leo 21. Finding the major, minor or transit progressed USC on a given date in a table of houses, look between the two columns within which the progressed MC occurs and find the SNS between the nearest and next nearest USC given for the latitude nearest that of birth. Find C, the SNS between the nearest and next nearest MC given in the table. In Dalton's, Associated Press, Raphael's and RC tables, this is always 1. 60. Find D, the SNS between the true MC and the MC given in the table. by proportion reduce each term to s, then multiply by d and divide the product by c. This gives b, the distance the usk is from the nearest usk given in the table for the nearest latitude given in the table. By logarithms, to log a add log d, and from the sum so found subtract log c. The result is log b, the distance the usk is from the nearest usk given in the table for the nearest latitude given in the table. If the true MC is smaller than the MC given in the table, subtract b from the nearest usk in the table. If the true MC is greater than the MC given in the table, add b to the nearest usk in the table. This gives the usk for the latitude given in the table. If the latitude of birth is not precisely that given in the table, use the correction for latitude given on page 34. Example 12. Find major progressed usk for Chartla on November 24, 1949. In example 10, the major progressed MC for this date is shown to be 6 Taurus 10. Associated Press and Raphael's tables give the usk for 6 Taurus as 1, 5 Leo 39 and the usk for 7 Taurus as 16 Leo 24. The difference is thus 45. As 6 Taurus 10 is 10 more than 6 Taurus, D is 10. C is 60. By proportion, multiplying 45 by 10 gives 450. 450 divided by 60 gives 7, 1, 2. By logarithms, the sum of log a 1.5051 and log d 2.1584 is 3.6635. Subtracting log c 1.3802 from 3.6635 gives 2.2833, which is the log of b 7, 1, 2. To the usk for 6 Taurus, which is 15 Leo 39, we add 8 considering the 1, 2 as 1, which, as the table is for the precise latitude of birth, gives the progressed usk as 15 Leo 47. Example 13. Find major progressed usk for chart 316 on April 24, 1934. In example 11, a major progressed MC for this date is shown to be 0 Leo 21. Dalton's table gives the usk for 0 Leo in latitude 40, S 25 Libra 38, and the usk for 1 Leo S 26 Libra 27. The difference is 49. As 0 Leo 21 is 21 more than 0 Leo, D is 21. C is 60. By proportion, multiplying 49 by 21 gives 1029. 1029 divided by 60 gives 17. By logarithms, the sum of log a 1.4682 and log d 1.8361 is 3.3043. Subtracting log c 1.3802 from 3.3043 gives log 1.9241, which is the log of b 17. To the usk for 0 Leo, which is 25 Libra 38, we add 17, which gives the progressed usk for the latitude given in the table as 25 Libra 55. But as the true latitude of birth is 39.45, there is a correction to be made for d the 15 difference in latitude. Under the 0 Leo column, the table gives 25 Libra 52 for latitude 39, and 25 Libra 38 for latitude 40, a difference of a 14. C is 60. Following the instructions given on page 34, by proportion, multiplying a 14 by d 15 gives 210. Dividing 210 by 60 gives b 3, 1, 2. By logarithms, subtracting log c 1.3802 from log d 1.9823 gives 0.6021. Adding log a 2.0122 to 0.6021 gives 2.6143, which is the log of b 3, 1, 2, as the true latitude is less than the nearest latitude given in the table and the s are decreasing with latitude, we add the correction of 3, 1, 2 to 25 Libra 55, which considering the 1, 2 as 1 gives the progressed usc, as 25 Libra 59. Finding the calendar date, on which a major progressed aspect between planets is perfect, find the map. D in the ephemeris nearest the ephemeris time the aspect is perfect. Find the daily gain in S and S of the one planet on the other, as indicated on the map. D in the ephemeris. Find B the S and S the aspect is from perfect. In employing proportion C is 12 months or 365 days. In employing logarithm C is 24 HEGMT interval. In employing proportion D is months and days of calendar time from the LD in the calendar year it takes the planets to close the gap A and make the perfect aspect. In employing logarithms D is the number of hours and minutes of EGMT interval on the map. D it takes the planets to close the gap A and make the perfect aspect. This EGMT interval must then be converted into its equivalent plus or minus calendar interval at the rate of each 2 hours being equal to 1 month and each 4 minutes equal to 1 day. By either method, if the aspect is formed before the positions given in the ephemeris, subtract the calendar interval thus found from the LD in the calendar year. If the aspect is formed after the positions given in the ephemeris, add the calendar interval thus found to the LD in the calendar year. This gives the calendar date the aspect is perfect. By proportion, to find D multiply B by C and divide by A. By logarithms, to find D subtract log A from log B. Example 14. The LD for chart law was found to be July 24, 1919. On what date does the Sun make the conjunction with Uranus R by major progression? Uranus R is 29 Aquarius 3. Turning to the 1920 ephemeris, we find the Sun on February 19, 1920, in 29 Aquarius 34, and thus be 31 past the perfect aspect. Between February 18 and February 19, 1920, the Sun is moving a 61. By proportion, multiplying B31 by C12 gives 372. Dividing 372 by a 61 gives the calendar interval D as 6, 6, 61 months, or 6 mo 3 d. By logarithms, subtract log a 61. 1.3730 from log B31, 1.6670, and it gives log 2940, which is the log of D12H12M dividing 12 by 2 gives 6 mo. Dividing 12 by 4 gives 3 days. Counting ahead in the ephemeris from the day of birth, January 2, 1920, we find that February 19th is 48 days later. Adding 48 years to the LD, July 24, 1919, gives 1967, as the calendar year for MAP. D February 19th, 1920. As the aspect was formed before the positions given in the ephemeris on February 19th, 1920, we subtract the calendar interval 6 mo 3d from July 24, 1967. This gives the date of progress Sun conjunction Uranus R as January 21, 1967. Progressing the Sun examples of finding the dates of major progressed aspects of the other planets will be found in lessons number 112 and number 113. For precision, the calendar date on which each progressed aspect involving the Sun is perfect should be determined in the manner above indicated. But as the daily motion of the Sun varies only from 57 to 61, its approximate major progression per month is 1/12 of this, or approximately 5, and one progression is thus equivalent approximately to 6 days of calendar time. Thus, when there is no need for precision, it is more convenient to work progressed aspects of the sun by proportion. Example 6. Find date, on which in chart law major progress sun makes the semi-square with Venus. Our Venus is 28, Scorpio 18. The sun must therefore reach 13, Capricorn 18, to make the semi-square. In example 1, we found the LD for this chart to be July 24, 1919. On January 4, 1920, the ephemeris shows the sun 12, Capricorn 51. It must therefore move 27 to make the aspect. Dividing 27 by 5s of sun travel per month gives 5 mo. Multiplying the remaining 2 by 6 days the sun travels in 1 gives us 12 d. Counting ahead in the ephemeris from the day of birth, January 2, 1920, we find January 4th is 2 days later. Adding 2 years to the LD, July 24th, 1919, gives 1921 as the calendar year for the map. D. As the aspect was formed after the positions given in the ephemeris, we add the 5 mo 12 d to July 24, 1921, and it gives the date of sun semi-square Venus r as January 6, 1922, when the actual travel of the sun on the map, d. 61, is used. The more precise date obtained by either proportion or logarithms is January 3, 1922. The problem worked out in detail by logarithms is given on page 3 of lesson number 19. Finding the sign, and on the MC for a given USC, if the table of houses does not give the precise latitude of birth, find the correction for latitude, as explained on page 34. When the true latitude is less than the nearest latitude given in the table, if the table shows the S decreasing with latitude, the correction is subtracted. If the table shows the S increasing with latitude, the correction is added. When the true latitude of birth is greater than the nearest latitude given in the table, if the table shows the S decreasing with latitude, the correction is added. If the table shows the S increasing with latitude, the correction is subtracted. This gives the USC for the nearest latitude given in the table. Find the S and S between the nearest and the next nearest MC in the table. In Dalton's, Associated Press, Raphael's and RC tables this is always 160. Find C the S and S between the nearest and the next nearest USC given in the table. Find D the S and S between the true USC corrected for the latitude given in the table, and the nearest USC for that latitude given in the table. B is the distance the true MC is from the nearest MC given in the table. By proportion, to find B, multiply by D and divide the product by C. By logarithms, add log A to log D and from there some subtract log C. Example 15 in chart 1 a wood sign, and is on the MC, when progressed USC makes the conjunction with Neptune R. To make the conjunction the progressed USC must move to 10 Leo 55. Looking in the table of houses for New York we find the nearest USC 11 Leo 8, with 30 Aries on the MC. The next nearest USC is 10 Leo 24. The difference C is 44. The difference D between 10 Leo 55 and 11 Leo 8 is 13. By proportion, multiplying a 60 by D 13 gives 780. Dividing 780 by C 44 gives 18. By logarithms, adding log A 1.3802 to log D 2.0444 gives log 3.4246. Subtracting log C 1.5149 from 3.4246 gives 1.9097, which is the log of B 18. As the USC, when the aspect is complete, is less than the nearest USC given in the tables, the 18 must be subtracted from 30 Aries. This gives the progressed MC 29 Aries 42. Example 16 in chart 316 what sign, and is on the MC, when progressed USC makes the trine with Pluto R? To make the trine with Pluto R the USC must move to 8 Scorpio 4. Dalton's table of houses shows 15 Leo on the MC, when 7 Scorpio 40 is on the USC in lot 40, and 8 Scorpio 1 on the USC in lot 39. As chart 316 is erected for lot 39, 45, there is a correction to be made for D15 of latitude. A is 21, the difference between 7 Scorpio 40 and 8 Scorpio 1. Multiplying a 21 by D15 gives 315. 315 divided by C60 gives the correction for latitude as 5. Subtracting this 5 from 8 Scorpio 4 shows that when 8 Scorpio 4 is on the USC in lot 39, 45, 7 Scorpio 59 is on the USC in lot 40, the lot given in the table. We need to find, therefore, the sign and on the MC when the table shows 7 Scorpio 59 on the USC in lot 40. In lot 40 the table shows 7 Scorpio 40 as the nearest USC and 8 Scorpio 27 as the next nearest. The difference C is 47, the difference D between 7 Scorpio 40 and 7 Scorpio 59 is 19. By proportion, multiplying a 60 by D19 gives 1100. Dividing 1140 by C47 gives 24. By logarithms, adding log a 1.3802 to log d 1.8796 gives log 3.259. Subtracting log c 1.4863 from 3.2598 gives 1.7735, which is the log of B24. As the USC, when the aspect is complete, is more than the nearest USC given in the table, the 24 must be added to 15 Leo. This gives the progressed MC1, 5 Leo 24. Finding the calendar date from major, minor or transit progressed MC, algebraically add the sign and of the progressed MC to the MCC. The result is the sign and occupied by the progressed sun on the sought calendar date. Thus when the sign and occupied by the USC, when it makes an aspect is determined, the sign and on the MC for this S can be ascertained as above explained. And when the sign and occupied by the progressed MC, when it makes an aspect is determined, as when it makes an aspect to a birth chart planet, this can be used. In either case, from the MC find the sign and occupied by the progressed sun by algebraically adding to it the MCC. Then find the calendar date on which the progressed sun occupies the sign, and so found. This is the precise date on which the progressed USC or MC makes the aspect, or reaches the given sign, and of the zodiac. Example 17 in chart law, on what date does major progressed USC make the conjunction with Neptune R? In example 15 we found the aspect is perfect when 29 Aries 42 is on the progressed MC. In example 4 we found the MCC for this chart to be plus 95, 31. Adding 95, 31 to 129, 42 gives the major progress position of the sun 11, 5, 13. On January 26, 1920, the ephemeris gives the sun 5 Aquarius 15. This is 2 past the required position, and as the sun moves at the rate of 1 for each 6 days by major progression, this is equivalent to 12 days, to be subtracted from the LD July 24th, in the calendar year, giving July 12th. As January 26th is 24 days after birth, We add 24 years to the year of the LD, 1919. Usk is conjunction Neptune are July 12, 1943. Example 18 in chart 316. On what date does major progressed Usk make the trine with Pluto are? In example 16 we found the aspect is perfect, when 15 Leo 24 is on the MC. In example 5 we found the MCC for this chart to be 5-8, 23. Adding 5-8, 23 to 5-15, 24 gives the major progress position of the Sun as 10-23, 47. On January 14, 1921, the ephemeris gives the Sun 23 Capricorn 49. This is 2 past the required position, and as the Sun moves at the rate of 1 for each 6 days major progression, this is equivalent to 12 days, to be subtracted from the LD February 9th, in the calendar year, giving ignoring the 31 days in January, January 27th. As January 14th is 28 days after birth, we add the 28 years to the year of the LD, 1921. Usk is trine Pluto or January 27th, 1949. Finding the progressed zodiacal motion of major, minor or transit MC or Usk, in a table of houses find the nearest Usk to, that the motion, of which is to be ascertained for the latitude nearest that of birth. The difference in Usk motions between consecutive latitudes is so small, that using the motion for the nearest latitude is sufficiently precise. Find the difference in S and S between the nearest and the next nearest Usk given in the two columns, within which the progressed Usk is found. Find C the difference in S and S between the nearest and the next nearest MC given in the same two columns in the table. In Dalton's, Associated Press, Raphael's and RC tables this is always 1.60. Find E the daily motion of the Sun in S and S as given in the ephemeris on the map. D. Med, or transit date. This is also the number of S and S traveled by the progressed MC during the same progressed interval. It is the daily motion of the MC on the map. D. Med, or transit date. By proportion, multiply by D and divide the product by C. This gives B. By logarithm, add log A to log D, and from the sum subtract log C. This gives log B. B thus found is the S and S. The Usk moves during the same major, minor or transit progression interval moved by the Sun. It is the daily motion of the Usk on the map. D. Med, or transit date. Finding the calendar date, on which an aspect involving major progressed MC or Usk is perfect, from the daily motion of the MC or Usk on the map. D. And the daily motion of the planet on the map. D. Find the gain of the one on the other in S and S. If the aspect is from progressed MC or Usk to a birth chart position, A is the daily motion of MC or Usk. Find B the S and S the aspect is from perfect. To find B first find the sign, and occupied by the progressed MC or Usk on the map. D. Then find the sign, and occupied by the progressed planet on the map. D. The S and S which are less subtracted from the S and S which are greater, gives the S and S the aspect is from perfect. C is 12 Mo calendar time or 24 HEGMT interval. With A, B and C thus ascertain the date the aspect is perfect is found exactly as, in finding the date on which a major progressed aspect between planets is perfect. Example 19 in chart law, on what date does major progressed Sun make the opposition of progressed Usk? On February 20, 1920, the ephemeris shows Sun 0 Pisces 34. Subtracting the MCC 95, 31 found in example 4, from 12 0, 34 gives the progressed MC for this map. D25 Taurus 3. The Asquin 25 Taurus 3 is on the MC, as worked from the table of houses for New York is 0 Virgo 31. Progress Sun, moving faster than progress dusk is thus B3 past the perfect opposition. The Sun on February 20th, and therefore the MC, is moving 60. The ISK is moving 48, while the MC moves 60. The gain of the Sun on the ISK is the difference between 48 and 60 or 12. By proportion, multiplying B3 by C12 gives 36. Dividing 36 by 12 gives 3 mo. By logarithms, subtracting log a 2.0792 from log b 2.6812 gives log d 0.6020, which is the log of 6h dividing 6 by 2 gives 3 mo. Subtracting the 3 mo from the LD July 24th, in the calendar year, gives April 24th. February 20th is 49 days after the day of birth on January 2nd. To the year of the LD, 1919, we therefore add 49 years. Progress Sun is opposition ISK P April 24th, 1968. Example 20 in chart 316, when does major progressed Mercury make the sextile with major progressed ISK, the map? D for 1930 is 9 days after birth, or December 26th, 1920. The ephemeris position of Mercury on this date is 22 Sagittarius 23. The position of the Sun on December 26th, 1920, is 4 Capricorn 27. In example 5 we found the MCC of this chart, to be plus 58, 23. Subtracting 58, 23 from 10, 4, 27 gives the progressed MC on the map. D26 Cancer 4. Dalton's table of houses shows 22 Libra 19 on ISK in lot 40 when 26 Cancer is on MC ISK moves 50, while MC moves 60. Thus when 26 Cancer 4 is on the MC 22 Libra 22 is on the ISK in lot 40. As explained in example 13 there is a further correction of 3, to be added which gives the ISK in lot 39, 45 as 22 Libra 25. As the ISK on map, D is 22 Libra 25. And Mercury is 22 Sagittarius 23, the distance aspect is from perfect B is 2. The Sun on December 26th, and therefore the MC, is moving 61. To find how far ISK moves while MC moves 61, as previously explained, multiply a 50 by D61. This gives 3050. Then divide by C60. Which gives the daily motion of the ISK B as 51. The daily motion of Mercury on January 26, 1920, is 1.31. The daily gain is thus 40. By proportion, multiplying B2 by C12 gives 24. Dividing 24 by 40 gives D24, 40 mo or 18 D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.5563 from log b 2.8573 gives 1.3010, which is log d1h12m dividing the 72m by 4 gives 18d. As Mercury is moving faster than the ISK, the aspect is formed after the map. D therefore the 18d must be added to February 9th, 1930. Progressed Mercury is sextile ISK P, February 27, 1930. Out of print, see Astrology 30 Years Research.